Is COVID-19 forcing you to think about early retirement? Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky. Welcome to The Art of Aging, a 20-minute podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. A conversation with Lauren DeGroot in just 30 seconds. First, your AOA tip of the day. Do you know someone who is incontinent and struggling to change their briefs on a regular basis? Consider adding a pad to the equation. It could mean less work and stress for the individual and cut down on the number of briefs purchased. Before making the change, talk with a medical professional working directly with your loved one, someone like an occupational therapist or geriatrician. Now back to our topic, COVID-19 and early retirement. Joining me to talk more about it is Lauren DeGroot. Lauren is a financial advisor with Sequent Planning. Thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Before we get to the questions, let's start with a few disclosures. Anything we discuss is for the educational purposes only and not an offer of investment advice or to buy or sell any product. Investing involves risk, and all investors should speak to an advisor about their specific situation and have a plan in place that addresses their specific needs before implementation of any strategy. Okay, Lauren, let's start by asking you to talk a little bit about the financial environment in the weeks leading up to COVID-19.
Sure, yeah. Well, there are several factors that contribute to the overall financial environment. So I'll specifically focus on the stock market leading up to the pandemic. It's important to note that the stock market is typically forward-looking, which just means that stocks typically move based on perception or anticipation of where people think the economy is headed rather than where it is actually at today. So with that being said, the stock market was on an 11-year bull run before the substantial pullback we experienced in late February and throughout March. If we look specifically at the S&P 500 index, that measures the stock performance of 500 large U.S. companies, the S&P 500 hit its all-time high on February 19th. That was just about 3 weeks before the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. So overall, the U.S. markets were doing well and consumer sentiment was pretty strong leading into the pandemic.
Okay. At what point did you realize that this was going to be a much bigger deal than maybe any one of us had expected?
That's a great question. As I was thinking through this question, this is kind of a bad joke, but I said, when they canceled athletics. As a former basketball player and athlete, that definitely hit home. But more seriously, I can't say there was one specific point, but rather a series of events. Of course, it became very concerning when the stock market declined over 30% in March, and the yield on U.S. Treasury securities hit new record lows. Historically, though, we've seen pullbacks and volatility in the markets, so it was really the culmination of several events that made me realize that this is truly different. There were and still are unknowns around the virus itself. There are, of course, health concerns and increasing numbers of deaths. Looking at the implementation of the travel and trade restrictions, businesses shutting their doors, you know, unemployment rates increasing at alarming rates, schools moving to remote learning, large events, including athletics that were canceled. I think everyone's still a bit fearful of the unknowns and what impact this will ultimately have on the economy, not just in the near term, but also in the long term.
Okay. And as a financial planner, I mean, to be anybody going through this, but you are just responsible, ultimately responsible for so much and have so much to think about. What was going through your mind at the time?
I immediately thought about all of my clients. You know, are they sleeping at night? What are they thinking about? Are they panicking? How can I best communicate with them and address their questions and concerns? It was really important to Joe and I that we proactively communicated with our clients and just reiterated the importance of staying the course and sticking to the custom plans that we put in place for them. I mean, we did several Zoom calls and revisited our recommendations, and we walked our clients through different stress tests and looked at different planning opportunities as well. The market pullback actually created some buying opportunities for clients. It also created other planning opportunities, for example, helping clients recognize capital losses, as well as helping clients take advantage of some different Roth conversion opportunities.
Wow. Okay. So you mentioned Joe. Tell us about Sequent Planning.
Yeah, so our practice specifically focuses on helping people transition into and through retirement. We realize that there are a lot of decisions that people face as they, you know, get close to retirement. So we do our best to help people navigate those decisions with confidence. We give them the tools and resources necessary to make informed retirement decisions. You know, some of those decisions, just to name a few, are Social Security. You know, when do they take Social Security? How do they optimize those benefits over their lifetime? We look at for folks that are fortunate enough to still have a pension, we help them determine what pension option to elect. You know, if they have a spouse, it may make sense for them to do a joint option. Sometimes a lump sum option might make sense. What assets to withdraw and at what time? How to create tax-efficient retirement income. So there's so many different questions. And our job is really to help clients navigate those and make informed decisions.
When you talk clients, Lauren, who are your typical clients?
Yeah, so we primarily work with middle to upper middle income individuals. So people with between about $250,000 to about $3 to $3.5 million. Most of our clients are, you know, 50, 55 plus, usually within a few years of retirement or right on the cusp of retirement.
I'm sure that everybody is responding in their own way to all of this, but overall, would you say that there is a common thread in terms of the reaction to COVID-19 from these folks?
There's uneasiness in all of us. In our practice, I feel like we've been very fortunate because of the extensive planning we do on the front end. An open line of communication that we have with our clients. We didn't get too many panic calls, thankfully. I think many of them have the same questions we have. You know, how will this all impact our economy as a whole? Do they have enough money to retire? Can they still retire at their desired retirement date? So, you know, there's a lot of different questions that are out there that we do try to, you know, bring our clients in and sit down and or do Zoom calls to address those. But I think the underlying, you know, reaction is really the same for all of us. There's a lot of fear and a lot of unknowns that still, you know, are out there, and we'll kind of see how things play out.
Well, and in addition to your expertise, Lauren, I mean, there's psychology plays into this a bit too. And I can't even imagine the fear factor in clients. Is there something that you do before you meet with someone to just kind of get yourself prepared for what may be, you know, to come from any given individual? I would just imagine you'd want to take some time. I don't know. How do you mentally prepare for those meetings?
That's a good question. I'm wired to be, you know, a pretty optimistic person. So I try to focus on what we can control. I try to stick to the facts, stick to the plan. I pray, take a deep breath. Yep.
Yeah, it's all good advice because mm-hmm. when we're talking finances, and I don't believe there's anybody out there listening who wouldn't agree, that's a very personal topic, mm-hmm. right? And that carries a lot of weight in so many people's worlds. And so when we talk about conversations, when we talk about dialogue, even in the middle of a pandemic, where there's a will, there's a way. So talk about the importance of that open dialogue when it comes to this.
Absolutely. Finances are very personal, and many people they're just not comfortable sharing their personal financial situation with too many people. You know, typically out of fear of judgment or inadequacy or just not knowing who they can trust. So Joe and I are very humbled and grateful for the trust that our clients place in us and for the opportunity we have to work with such wonderful clients. We always want our clients to know that no question is dumb. You know, it's important that if you have a question, that you can go to your financial professional and ask it without fear of being judged. Everyone's in different circumstances and everyone's situation is unique. So that open dialogue and just knowing that you can place your trust in your advisor is huge.
Yeah, I would say, you know, when I think about all of this, especially the fear factor and especially mindful of finances, that can obviously play into our health. What's important for people to remember?
Stress can certainly have an impact on our health, and finances can be very stressful. So it's somewhat of a domino effect. I'd advise people that are experiencing higher levels of stress right now to ask more questions of their advisor and be sure they have a clear understanding of the why behind the recommendations that are being made and what process was followed to arrive at those specific suggestions. It's also important to have a comprehensive financial plan in place, a plan that addresses specific needs and goals and looks at various what-if situations that could potentially materialize. Having a plan in place typically does help alleviate stress and provide people with more peace of mind.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say it's very, very easy to let our emotions get ahead of our logic. And I know that sometimes when you suggest that people ask questions, their comeback is, I don't even know what to ask. Not necessarily because they didn't know before, but because of the fear, because of the emotion that's coming into play, it's really tough. So for those people, Lauren, who are kind of trying to sort through it all and saying, you know, maybe I should reach out to my professional, what advice would you give them in just kind of cutting through all the emotion and getting into kind of getting to the heart of what it is that they're wanting to discuss? Would you have advice for that?
Sure. I think it's important to sit down and gather your thoughts first before you meet with your financial professional. So, you know, really think about what is it that's driving the fear? What concerns do I have? You know, what are my short-term needs, my long-term needs, my short-term goals, my long-term goals? So, you know, kind of getting your own thoughts down first is hugely helpful. And that way, like when I meet with a client, that's usually one of the first questions I ask. You know, are there any specific needs or questions that you have or that you want me to address? And so if you've already put thought into that, it helps that dialogue and that conversation go more smoothly.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I think too, you know, some of us tend to get a little bit reactive when we get fearful. And so, you know, I'm wondering about those folks out there who've maybe lost their jobs or who are trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to get through the next week. I know one of the thoughts might be to dip into their savings or maybe cash out some investment or whatever the case may be, especially those people who are trying to figure out how to put food on the table in the weeks and months to come. What are your thoughts on that in a once in a generation pandemic for those folks who are fearful and possibly wanting to be reactive all at the same time?
So I'm going to make a reference to a podcast that I recently listened to by Rick Warren. I was listening to his podcast about a month ago, and he said that through this pandemic, many people are saying we're all in the same boat. And what he mentioned in the podcast is that we're not at all in the same boat, but we're all in the same storm. And in this storm, though, you have some people that are on a yacht, right? They have their job still. They have a roof over their head. They're not struggling. And then you have people that are in like a rowboat, right? Who are just living paycheck to paycheck, who are experiencing higher levels of stress than those that have more resources. And then you have people that have lost their jobs who, you know, they're unemployed. They can't pay their bills. And so for everyone, it looks very different. And so I think it's just so important through this pandemic that we're cognizant of other people's situations and that not everybody is in the same boat. I'd suggest before anyone makes any financial decisions that they meet with a financial professional and talk with their CPA about, you know, where to draw assets from and just look at different options before they actually pull the trigger. There's a lot of different interactions that happen behind the scenes that can cause someone to accidentally push themselves into a higher income tax bracket, or they can find themselves paying higher taxes or increased Medicare premiums down the road if they aren't strategic. So again, it really comes down to know what your options are and what the tax implications of the decisions look like before you move forward with taking money out of any accounts.
And that's great. Those are great pieces of advice. And I think as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, it's always important to have the professionals with whom you work talking to each other, but maybe not as important as it is, especially during a pandemic. I mean, we tend to feel like we're living in a bubble right now because we're not getting out and about as much. But now more than ever, I think it's okay to encourage folks to say, when you talk to one professional, make sure that you're either telling the other one the same thing or that you're encouraging them to talk together, to talk to each other. Are you finding that people are doing that still, or you're encouraging that, or?
Yeah, we absolutely encourage that, specifically when it comes to tax planning or, you know, looking at, okay, should I pull money out of an IRA or a 401k, or should I live off of savings, or should I, you know, do a reverse mortgage? Many different income sources are taxed differently. So we always recommend that a client consult with their CPA when it comes to making any, you know, tax related decisions. And usually CPAs are open. I mean, I think that they actually appreciate when the financial professional, the client, and the CPA are all on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then a final question, those who are talking about early retirement, whether it's, you know, they're just a few years away from it anyway, and companies are offering buyouts or whatever the case may be. What does early retirement really mean?
So for some people, early retirement is a choice. And for others, unfortunately, through this pandemic, it's not a choice. And so I think it really, there's a lot of different things to take into consideration. For anyone that's retiring prior to age 65, it's important to evaluate health insurance options and costs. You definitely don't want any big surprises there. There's also IRS rules in place that could cause penalties if money's withdrawn from qualified plans prior to age 59 and a half. There are some exceptions to that rule for specific situations. So, you know, look into those before you'd make any decisions. And then, of course, you know, Social Security. The earliest you can take Social Security if you're collecting on yourself is 62. If you're widowed, or if you're a widow or widower, you can collect as early as age 60. But you could end up locking yourself into a reduced benefit. So Social Security, it's very complex, and it's definitely a decision that should be looked at from various, you know, perspectives. And you should understand what potential money you could be leaving on the table if you do take early. So bottom line is, many decisions have an impact on other decisions, and some of those decisions can be irreversible. So it's important to work with a financial professional that specializes in retirement income planning and that can help you make informed decisions.
Okay, and that's where we're going to end it for now, resuming our discussion with Lauren on August 25th. In the meantime, I'd like to thank her for joining us, my husband Mike for making us sound so good, and of course to all of you for listening to The Art of Aging, a podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky, inviting you to join us again as we post a new segment every 2 weeks. Till then, may you find meaning in each and every moment, hence discovering what I believe to be the true art of aging.